You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week commentator Gary Borders shares how a moment of inspiration turned into an exhibit at the Longview Museum of Fine Art and a new coffee table book.
It started with a plate. Not just any old plate, but the Longview Centennial plate hanging in the wet bar in our home. It was produced in 1970 at the behest of the Centennial Committee. My dad, Brad Borders, was commissioned to create the artwork, which consists of a half dozen pen and ink sketches of historic sites and events from Longview's first 100 years. That plate sparked the idea that became At Longview TX150, a project to celebrate Longview's sesquicentennial. 2.5 years ago, I bought old Rufus Lovett, noted photographer and my brother from another mother, as we say, a beer at a local bar and pitched the idea of profiling 150 people in Longview from all walks of life. I would write the profiles and he would make the portraits. We would see if the Longview Museum of Fine Arts would host an exhibit and try to find a sponsor for publishing a coffee table book. Rufus readily agreed and we were off to the races. For me, it would be a way to honor my dad's work. While he made a living as a sign painter and was considered one of the best in East Texas, back before computers dominated the craft, his true love was drawing and painting in a variety of mediums: pen and ink, charcoal, pencil, and acrylic paint. He drew the scenes for the plate, hunched over a drawing board in the carport that my maternal grandfather traveled from New Hampshire to enclose for his studio more than 50 years ago. Our project came together eventually, despite a pandemic that forced us to operate remotely, me finishing the few remaining interviews by phone or email, Rufus shooting outside from a safe distance and wearing a mask. We spent the summer designing the book at my computer, side by side while wearing masks. The project's launch had been delayed from last July to April because it didn't feel safe to hold a large indoor gathering. That delay gave us extra months to constantly tweak the book, for Rufus to create a compelling cover and title page, for numerous friends and family to edit what I had written. After more than 45 years working as a writer, I've learned one can't have too many copy editors on a large-scale project, and even then something will slip by everybody. So a week ago, the exhibit of all the photographs and accompanying profiles opened at the Longview Museum of Fine Art. The book went on sale as well. Vera Bank and its CEO Brad Tidwell underwrote the entire printing cost of the 136-page book produced locally by Hudson Printing. All proceeds go to the Women's Center of East Texas. In addition to the museum, the book can be purchased at several local retailers. The stores are foregoing their normal cut of the sales so that the Women's Center gets the full amount from the sales. Thanks to all of them for doing that. This is one of the most fulfilling projects I've worked on in my career. It was a privilege to meet people from all walks of life, to learn more about folks I knew but not well, and to get a better understanding of the range of talents and community-minded citizens who live in Longview. About the same time my dad created the Centennial Plate, he enlisted me to help with printing bumper stickers in that converted carport studio. The stickers said, "Lucky me, I live in Longview," with a shamrock included. The same sentiment thrives today 50 years later. We are indeed lucky to live here. At Longview TX150 is on exhibit until July 3rd at the Longview Museum of Fine Arts in downtown. Copies can be purchased online at longviewtx150.com.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at garyborders.com.